This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
The Astros, they got a lot of stuff to fix, man. They're 7-16, and I know there's some things that you can look at the stats and go, oh, they're doing this well, but the bottom line is they're not winning games. They've got a lot of guys who are underperforming right now. Matt Kawahara covers the team for the Chronicle. He's the beat writer for the Astros, and he's got a piece today. How can the Astros right the ship? Fix these four things ASAP. Now, sometimes you point at things that teams are underperforming at, Seth, and you go, okay, yeah, well, they can just fix that. It's not that easy. It's, you know, some are easier than others to fix. Some, you know, somebody comes back from injury, well, that's going to fix that. You know, some are, we got to go get somebody to fix that. You got to go spend some money to fix that. So the four things that Matt Kawahara has that they need to fix ASAP.
We go through these and try to figure out, okay, is this actually achievable or not, or is this a pie in the sky dream?
Right, right. And is the solution in the building, or do they have to go outside the building? Do they import it to fix this thing? Because I think that's material too, because they are over the competitive balance tax threshold. Number one, more production from the middle of the order.
Oh.
Yeah, more production from the middle of the order, which, you look, Jose Altuve and Yordan Alvarez have been their two best hitters.
Yeah.
They are the ones that are, you know, this league-leading bat. And Kyle Tucker, to a degree, he bats in the three-hole sometimes.
Is Bregman considered middle of the order yet?
He's 4, 5, and 6. He's batted cleanup most of the year, you know?
Well, but he's moved up to third, I'm saying. Like, the middle of the order is, I don't know. If we look at the middle of the order, I think the biggest culprit right now that's attainable is Yiner Diaz being better with runners in scoring position.
Mm-hmm.
I'd feel better about it if it weren't a trend last year as well. Like, he's been, like, Yiner's been doing some really good things at the plate, except that it's only when nobody's on or there's just somebody on first. As soon as get runners in scoring position, he falls off a cliff. So I guess if I were to latch onto that, at the very least, it would be Yiner getting better with runners in scoring
position. He's 5-for-23 this season with runners in scoring position. He's got a 767 OPS overall, so he's fifth on the team in OPS. That's a 767 is a good solid OPS, especially from the catcher position. But yeah, to your point, 5-for-23 with runners in scoring position, and I don't think he's batted lower than fifth in the lineup all year. Like,
right.
he has
well, that's
been,
what, yeah.
He's been like treated like a good hitting veteran right now, almost.
Yeah.
You know?
And Peña, now Peña's swing changes seem to have made a difference, and he doesn't have the total power and home run production that you want, but he's hitting the ball a lot better. And maybe those two gets flopped at some point.
Yeah, maybe so. But, and Bregman, I mean, this has been, for a contract season for Alex Bregman, for someone who's seemingly looking for something the Astros are not willing to give him. This has been an abysmal start for Alex Bregman. This is who Alex Bregman is. Okay, it's the middle of the order. I guess part of the solution is you just hope that Bregman's off to his classic slow start here and that he gets into a groove at some point.
Yeah, I think that we've seen this before out of Bregman.
Yeah.
And then he rebounds from it. Is he going to be 2019 Alex Bregman? Probably not.
Yeah.
Is he going to be a guy that Is he going to be a guy that should have accepted the Astros offer when he had a chance? Sure.
Yeah.
If the, no matter what, however all that worked out, I don't think he's going to get the contract perhaps he was hoping for. But for right here, right now, yeah, he's got to just get back to at least being an average hitter. If
yes.
he can be an average hitter, if Yiner Diaz can start hitting with runners in scoring position, then it'll be a big boost.
Number two, cut down on the walks. And obviously that's a message to the pitching staff. Cut down on the walks. Right now the Astros have the 11th highest walk rate in the major. Well, they had the 11th highest walk rate last year, but it ranked in the top 10 of staffs in strikeout rates. Everything's changed this year. They're walking guys left and right. It's not good, man. It's not good, and a lot of it's coming from that back end of the bullpen too, Seth.
Right, and when it's – I mean – I don't have any hope for that. Like,
yeah.
I don't have any hope that all of a sudden, okay, J.P. France, who we didn't know anything about at all, has all of a sudden become a Cy Young Award winner or what have you. Like, the issues and the question marks with the pitching staff were known going into the season, and it couldn't have gone more poorly than it already has.
Yep.
So I think some of it will get better, perhaps. But... Who's going to wave their magic wand? Brent Strom coming over. They're going to trade for Brent Strom midway through the season. I don't know.
I don't know. I wonder when some of this is going to fall on the head of the pitching coaches. You know, Murphy and Miller there. You know, like they have largely, you know, at least in the areas where I go to look for Astro criticism, they've managed to steer clear. For the most part, you know, compared to Dusty was the shield for everybody last year, it felt like, you know.
Right, right. Well, it's, you know, position coaches in baseball, it's always dicey because ultimately, you know, like they say, it's an individual sport played in a team format in a lot of ways that you just, like, baseball players are, you know, you're responsible for being the best baseball player you can be. I think the difference is that when you've got a guy that really knows what he's doing, it's very obvious. And like as it was with Brent Strom and designing that entire season, that it's not the same. We're not getting these same Cinderella stories that we were getting for year after year after year. It used to be that, okay, it didn't matter where Baseball America ranked this guy. If he comes up, then there's a good chance that he's going to show up and surpass expectations.
Yeah.
But I think Framber and Javier and, you know, Luis Garcia perhaps are maybe the end of that train.
Yeah. I think if there's a move that gets made to kind of jolt the team, it'll be firing one of the pitching coaches. Like, at some point, if you keep playing at the clip they're playing at right now, a move gets made that's meant to be some sort of wake-up call to the team.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many of those moves are really available to the Astros other than they're not going to fire Joe Espada 2 months into his tenure as manager. These two pitching coaches have been here for two-plus seasons now, and the pitching has steadily gotten worse on their watch. So I just think if there's I'm not even saying, like, I don't know enough about the ins and outs of what the Astros do in coaching these guys. I just know the pitching staff has gotten continually worse over the last 2 years.
You know, the interesting thing this year is that everybody's trying to change up, so they're adding that into the mix. And it's when it's working really well for some of these guys. But I wonder if either maybe it was too much. Because a lot of the magic of the Astros' pitching improvements has been a lot of it in the past has been about pitch selection more than anything else. It's been, all right, the analytics guys get with you when you first get there, and they talk about how you should be throwing more curves, or, yeah, maybe you add a changeup or what have you. I can't imagine that that's changed that much, or that their knowledge on that side of it has changed that much, and then it's probably more on the actual execution of the changes that's different now than it used to be.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The third one on Matt Kawahara's list of four simple things to turn the Astros around that they need to start doing ASAP, I think is kind of tied to the previous one. You know, stop walking guys was the previous one. The third one is put hitters away. Entering Monday, major league hitters had a 200 average and a 500 OPS in plate appearances that ended when they were behind in the count. So in other words, you get behind in the count and you're not seeing good stuff to hit there. Astros pitchers have allowed a 269 batting average and a 642 OPS in those situations. So they're, that is frustrating. Like there's, it does feel like there's been a lot of times this year where dudes are getting hits, important hits on 1-2 counts or real pitchers counts. Like they're, you know, the Astros are not putting guys away. And I, you know, so I, how fixable is that? It's probably as fixable as any of the other pitching issues on this team.
It's,
that
it's
feels
really,
more, that feels more fixable to me than the, than minimizing the walks. You know,
at least you've got, you've demonstrated that you got to that point in the count. Like,
yes.
Why are you not finishing it off? Like at the very least, why are you not average at finishing pitchers, finishing people off that way?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Which, you know, to go back to, okay, like how much of this is, how much of it would it be different from if it were Maldonado calling the game versus Yiner Diaz? I have no idea.
That we haven't gotten a lot of that yet, but I think that like some of this is going to, like Yiner is another one who it could come crashing down on at some point.
We're far too entrenched in our takes from last year about like the plate mattering more though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know though, because that part is true though. Like at some point, it's not like catchers all of a sudden lose the ability to call a game.
Right.
Every single catcher that makes it into his mid-30s is usually pretty awesome at calling a game.
Yeah.
But at some point, the physical skill can't keep up with your ability to call the game. At some point, you need to be a coach. So I don't know, like, you just can't ride, you can't ride that excuse for Maldonado on until the time he's 49 years old.
Right.
His balls are just slowly dribbling past him at the plate and all this other stuff.
Yep. Last one. I got nothing for this. Get more from first base. Yep.
Yeah, you got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing for that.
Lo Perfido is what he's
one
now
for
in slump fill and shows that.
Yep.
Yeah,
I got nothing.
He's got an issue with pitch recognition. He needs some time.
That is one.
Seasoning.
That is one where if you're going to fix it, if you truly want to fix it, and not just close your eyes and hope that things get better, you got to go spend money. You got to go. Brandon Belt is out there. That name gets brought up a lot. He's way better than either of the guys that they have to play first base right now.
What's the fan appetite for a Bregman trade right this moment?
Mm.
What would the approval rating be on a Bregman trade?
I think to me it's less about Bregman himself than what it would symbolically mean the team feels about this season.
Right.
I think more fans would be upset with it because it would be a sign that they're viewing this as a, not a rebuild, but like a reset season. Because I don't think over the course of 6 months you're a better team without Alex Bregman and with three prospects in your minor league system. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Bregman's been bad at the plate so far this year, but I have confidence that he's going to pull out of it at some point because that's what he normally does.
Well, then the big question is, all right, if he stays this awful right up until the trade deadline, our team's... Have your prospects of retaining him improved dramatically just because, okay, maybe he's not as good as any other?
Well,
like, the very fact that the prospects of retaining him have improved to the point where you wonder whether it's actually worth retaining him.
This is what I was wondering yesterday is, you know, Patrick Creighton texted me during the show yesterday, and when we were talking about what teams do the Astros remind you of right now across different sports or even in baseball, and Patrick Creighton texted me, he said, they remind me of the Mets from last year where they're spending more than they've ever spent. They're a star-studded team, but they just look cursed and injured and everything else.
Yeah.
Which got me to thinking, like, okay, if this season starts going like the Mets season did last year, which is not out of the realm of possibility with all these injuries and with the way they've been playing, then does Verlander do what he did with the Mets last year, which is say, like, hey, man, at age 41, I'd really like to be on a team that I've got a better chance of winning at. Or does
like the Mets.
Like, maybe, yeah, right. Can you imagine he gets sent back,
back to the
Mets? He could go back to the Mets, who are already paying him anyways. But I do, like, I wonder that, like, because if they're a bad team in the middle of June, then what's different about this than the situation Verlander was in last year, other than he's got history with the owner and the teammates he's got here, and he's, you know, fondness for the city and things like that.
Detroit is 13-10 right now.
Better than the Astros.
You know, much better than the Astros.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that would be Justin Verlander coming in. Could be just the elixir to get up and catch the Guardians.
That would be the ultimate irony. He winds up back after demanding a trade from the Mets back to the Astros. He goes Astros back to the Tigers. Like full circle of life for Justin Verlander. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll get to Aaron Boone getting kicked out of the game yesterday. If you're a fan that sits near the field, does this inspire you to behave in a raucous New York kind of way? And we've got a mock draft for the Texans. We're 2 days out, so we got to make sure you guys got some of the names down that are going to be there for the Texans when they're picking at 42, if they're picking at 42.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.